If you listen to WYLL AM during the day, you've likely heard someone read the farm commodity prices.
March corn today settled at $6.40, 6 and a quarter. It lost 14 and a quarter cents a bushel. The May contract down 12.
That's Todd Gleason with the University of Illinois Extension, reading the closing market prices for corn, soybeans, hogs, and cattle on WYLL's closing market report. Those market prices, bewildering for the uninitiated, are something that anyone who grew up on a farm might have memories of hearing. That includes former University of Illinois President Bob Easter, who started his academic career as an agriculture professor. Easter says he often heard farm reports from a San Antonio station while growing up on his father's hog farm in Texas.
You know, I think it was a source of information. Farmers are always interested in the weather, so that would be one thing, but also markets. In our case, it was in addition to grain, and it was also cotton. Then the issue of hearing various experts offer opinions on how things should be done.
WYLL Radio has relied on the University of Illinois Extension for its farm programming for much of its existence. Extension services were set up at the U of I and other land-grant universities to bring practical knowledge to rural audiences. The Illinois Extension took over WYLL's farm programming in the 1930s. For years, their main program on WYLL was the 1 p.m. Illinois Farm Hour, which in this clip from 1946 featured Bob Beeler.
It's animal husbandry time now, and our speaker this afternoon is W.E. Carroll, head of the Animal Husbandry Department here in the University of Illinois College of Agriculture. Dr. Carroll, I see by the program you're scheduled to discuss the general question of saving corn by feeding hogs on pasture.
Corn prices were high in 1946, threatening to eliminate any profit for hog farmers who used corn to feed their animals. Bob Beeler asked Dr. Carroll about his alternative, which was to put pigs out to pasture instead.
I'd like to pin you down now, Dr. Carroll, on the number of pigs per acre on these pastures.
Well, our records show that an acre of good alfalfa will carry 20 pigs, which are receiving a full feed of corn and supplement.
The Illinois Farm Hour continued on WYLL into the 1960s. At that time, WYLL pulled back on its farm programming a bit, although the commodity market reports remained a daily feature. Then, in 1985, the station's farm programming grew again, but in a new direction, doubling down on the commodities, with the addition of more analysis aimed at helping farmers and other traders make the most of the markets. The change was led by WYLL's new agricultural director, Charles Lindy.
And then I'll ask the first question. At that point, the whole idea of doing these Outlook meetings is to come out here and give you the opportunity to ask your questions. So let's go ahead and start the first
session. That's Lindy leading one of WYLL's all-day Ag Outlook meetings. Lindy worked with commodity traders and analysts to develop the market-focused programs that WYLL AM carries today. He didn't come from a farming background. Instead, Lindy drew on his experience as a reporter and brought a strict code of journalistic ethics to his work. Todd Gleason, who was a journalism student when he first worked with him, remembers Lindy as both a mentor and a close friend.
He would say, "We are neither the farmer's friend nor their foe." You hear me every day, you might think that's the case, but really I'm there to deliver to you information factually that is not bent in your favor or against your favor because you just need the facts.
Lindy died of cancer in 2002 at the age of 49. After his death, Kerry Moore and then WYLL reporter Dave Dickey oversaw agricultural programming, building on the framework Lindy had established, and working with Todd Gleason, who was by then with the Illinois Extension. When Dickey retired in 2015, Gleason became WYLL's sole ag producer, although he continues to be based at the Extension.
Well, welcome to Commodity Week. I am Todd Gleason. Our panelists for the day include Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Wayne Nelson is with us from L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana.
Gleason has recorded his farm broadcasts from just about everywhere. For this taping of Commodity Week, he and his panelists gathered at a downtown Champaign tavern. Wayne Nelson, who Gleason just introduced, says WILL's variety of panelists in any given month are key to the usefulness of their ag programming.
Kurt Kimmel is a chartist. I'm a fundamentalist. The other people use 40-day moving averages. We expose the WILL listening crowd to all of those different things to help them make their decisions to whether they wanted to sell grain, whether they wanted to buy an option, whether they wanted to hold their grain. And we feel that we gave them what might have been a $500 a year newsletter for free from WILL.
Todd Gleason says by working with the Illinois Extension, Illinois Public Media is able to provide a wealth of ag information that it wouldn't have otherwise. The station does less these days in the way of market price updates and instruction on farming methods. Gleason says seed, chemical, and equipment companies now offer more information on farming methods, and up-to-the-second commodity prices are now available online and by satellite. But when it comes to expert analysis of the markets and weather, Gleason believes WILL has a service farmers can't find elsewhere.
There are plenty of sources where they could go find information about the marketplace. They cannot find the in-depth analysis, and certainly they cannot find the weather or the academic analysis of the markets in one consolidated form in the way they do in a single closing market report.
60 years ago, when WILL still broadcast the Illinois Farm Hour every weekday, Illinois had about 164,000 farmers. There are fewer than half that number in the state today. As a result, fewer radio stations air any farm programming today. But WILL has continued its agricultural programming, with about half of its farm audience now listening online. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.